So, Marty, your first impressions of the deal?
Well, I think that, you know, the Kings needed to make this trade right now. I think that they needed to reward a guy who's been there, who's been a good soldier, who's played really well for them, who hasn't said a word. He's just gone about his business. I don't think that he's been extremely happy with not really ever having an opportunity to be a number one. And it was time to give him a chance. It was time to say, okay, listen, you know what? You've been good. You deserve a shot to be a number one. Jonathan Quick, you know, last year was the best player in the National Hockey League, the MVP of the National Hockey League. I don't think anybody was really even that close to him when you think of his body of work last year. And, you know, Jonathan Quick could be the best player in the league right now. And so, you know, Jonathan Bernier needed an opportunity, and I think that the Kings felt that it was time for him to have an opportunity. And this is a really good upside. This is one where the Leafs have said, you know, we understand what the most important position is in the National Hockey League, and we're going out, and the potential, and I use the word potential, is for him to be a very, very talented goaltender.
Well, the numbers from last year certainly looking good when he did get to play. 9-3-1 with a 1.88 goals against average, albeit with a very good LA Kings team. Is he as good as those numbers would indicate?
Well, you know, it's funny. People say a very, very good LA Kings team. They won the Cup last year, and without Jonathan Quick, 10 shutouts, got them into a ton of games where they could win a shootout. They wouldn't have made the playoffs without Jonathan Quick standing on his head.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't score a lot of goals. And so, you know, there's a lot of onus on their goaltenders. So the fact that he has a good record in front of that team, that it's almost like it's a baseball team that plays a one-run game in front of an ace pitcher, that there's a lot of pressure to play net for the LA Kings because of how they play. And he stepped in. And it wasn't just last year. Other years when, you know, he was the most valuable goaltender in the American Hockey League the full year that he played down there. And he comes up and he gets the backup role and without really a clear opportunity to take the number one. And he's earned the chance. I'm really, really interested and hopeful that he becomes a good number one because he's a good young man.
Well, what are some of the strengths that Bernier have that you might have noticed in getting to watch him play on a regular basis that we wouldn't have gotten to on the east side here?
Well, the guys really love his compete factor. He really loves to compete, and he's athletic. The only knock that you might say is he's not a real big goaltender. Like, you know, they want their guys to be big, get in front of the first shot, and he's not really big. But he moves well. He's athletic. He's been well coached, and he loves to play. It's a real different animal being the starter, being the guy that, you know, is going to go in and play 50, 60 games. That it'll be, you know, nobody knows how anybody can handle the transition from being a number two to a number one. But here's a real talented kid who's not had the opportunity, rightfully so. Jonathan Quick's been unbelievable. And, you know, he's going to go in and he's really going to compete. I think the fans are going to like him.
You know, the fans around here, though, that are disappointed to see the Toronto Maple Leafs pull off this deal, mostly feeling that way because they think it's a knock on James Reimer, that it's going to, you know, kind of shatter his confidence a little bit, that the Leafs not showing confidence in Reimer as a bona fide number one. I think it's very good to have healthy competition, and if this is something that's going to shatter one's confidence, and there's nothing to prove, nothing to go on in Reimer's history that would indicate that his confidence all of a sudden is going to be shattered, because I think he's always held up to the Toronto media and has spoken quite well and has had a good head on his shoulders, so there's nothing to say that Reimer all of a sudden is going to turtle here or anything like that, but there are folks that worry about that. If this deal is going to shatter the confidence of a professional athlete, I don't want him playing every day for me.
Well, I mean, the goaltending position now has just gotten to be such a huge, huge position. You can't win without very, very good goaltending. It's that simple. And very good goaltending can make your team very good, but it can also, goaltending can make your team very bad no matter what you have up front. And to bring a guy in like this that has a ton of potential, you've really given up Fratton and a second-round pick, because Scrivens right now is a non-issue because you get the goalie coming in. Mm-hmm. So you really, it's not like you've really sold the farm to bring him in. I think neither one of these guys has said, okay, I am your long-term number one guy. And again, like you said, you've got this healthy competition, and hopefully somebody great rises out of it. Jonathan Bernier may make James Reimer a better goaltender, and that's the mentality you want to have your goaltenders to do it. Something else here, I think that I'm not sure Randy Carlyle is sold on James Reimer. And I get that feeling that he's just not absolutely sold, and this is going to give him an ability to go to somebody else if he feels that way at different times, and hope that both of these guys, the Leafs in 2 or 3 years, the best case scenario is that they can have a commodity in net, and one of these guys is going to get value coming back.
Yeah, and I think that's Carlisle's prerogative not to have confidence in a player if he feels that way. I mean, he's the head coach of the club. Do you think right now, though, you can describe, I don't know who would be who, but Reimer and Bernier as 1A and 1B on this club as opposed to having a starter and then a backup?
I don't think you can slot Bernier anywhere. I don't think, because nobody knows.
Yeah.
Because he might be your 1A. He might be the guy that, you know, he gets on a roll. In L.A., if he had 2 or 3 good games, you knew Quick was going back in the net. It was automatic. And you couldn't not put Quick back in the net. If he gets on a roll in Toronto, he's going to keep playing. And so you don't know where he is. He could be your 1A. If anybody puts him as a 1B, I think they're selling the kid short because of his potential. And, you know, he's not disappointed anybody. And so I think this is a good deal for Toronto. The Randy Carlyle isn't, you know, it's not about him losing confidence in James Reimer. It's a matter of saying, okay, you know, we want to get this team to a Stanley Cup level. Randy Carlyle's seen it. He's been there. J.S. Giguere played really, really well for him in Anaheim. He knows what kind of level you need to have from your goaltenders. That's what he's looking to. It's not about whether he has confidence in James Reimer right now. He's looking to get this team to a level where they can beat out the Boston Bruins and continuously move through the playoffs.
In looking at what the Toronto Maple Leafs did give up with Ben Scrivens and Matt Fratton, you don't know what the pick's going to be, but with Scrivens and Matt Fratton, as far as what you've been able to see so far out of those two players, and I asked Glenn Healy about this earlier in the show, and he felt that Ben Scrivens is not going to be a number one starter. He'll be a backup in the NHL at the top of his game. And Matt Fratton not being a top six forward. How do you assess Ben Scrivens and Matt Fratton and what they could be?
Well, it's hard to say coming into L.A. because L.A.'s got some prospects here in net. And you know whoever's playing behind Jonathan Quick is going to play, albeit if Quick is healthy, you're going to play a small number of games. And so, Ben Scrivens, does Ben Scrivens start the year in an L.A. King uniform? Nobody knows because of, you know, you brought the goalie back, and it might have been a, you know, Toronto may have said, listen, if we're going to get Quick, you've got to take Scrivens type of thing. We don't know. So from where Scrivens goes from here, there's an unknown for him in Los Angeles because of, you know, where their depth chart is and what have you. And maybe they put him in another package, and maybe he continues to move because, again, they've got their goaltending number one situation locked up. Fratton, you know, the Kings are a big team. They're not really fast, and they don't score a lot of goals. They need some goal scoring. And, you know, they've got a lot of guys like King and Nolan and third, fourth line guys. And so he's going to need to step up ahead of the pack here and make an impact.
Got about 30 seconds here, but the Flyers and Islanders are said to have been in on Bernier as well. Do you think the Kings could have gotten a better deal out of one of those two teams?
No, because Dean Lombardi worked for the Philadelphia Flyers. He would have communicated with them. He'd have known what they had. Dean knows what the market is for Jonathan Bernier. He talked to his people. Dean's very, very thorough. He's going to know what the market was. He didn't get caught here making a deal beforehand. His relationship with Philly, he knows exactly what they would have given before he'd have pulled the trigger with Toronto.